you know, like one of these, you know, Sunday, Monday, you know, mix-ups yesterday. So I thought we would at least try to get through the, you know, the Monday part of the Sunday on Monday. So I thought I'd just take, you know, the opportunity to speak a little bit more about the issue that, you know, is implicit a little bit in the exchange here on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Gittin. So it's part of a much bigger topic, which I'll introduce in just a second, but I thought we at least would discuss it. We usually don't have the time to discuss Sefer Devarim because, you know, it comes out in the time of the year when, you know, people are in other places. So I think this was an opportunity. So again, the background of what we're going to discuss for a few minutes is that Tosis and many of the other Rishonim, you know, quote this view that the reason that we have 12 lines in a get is patterned after the, you know, hefsek that is built into the structure of the of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. But in order for that to really work, and that's usually that is four lines that is left between Svarim. But again, you don't need to have a degree in advanced mathematics, you know, to realize that there's going to be a problem with that explanation, and that is that there are, you know, four, you know, interruptions, and you know, you need to somehow make the number 12. The solution that the Rishonim came up with is that we're talking about, you know, the hefsek between Bereshis and Shemos, Shemos and Vayikra, Vayikra and Bamidbar, but the hefsek between Bamidbar and Devarim, you know, that that's not included in the count. And that that is connected to the fact that Devarim is Mishnah Torah. It's almost as if the Torah is, as if we're being told, you know, that there really are four, not five, Svarim. Of course, that's not true. There are Chamisha Chumshei Torah. That's a Masorah that we have. Could it be even that there are even seven, you know, with the breakup of Vayhi ben Soa Haron, that has some status of breaking into two Svarim, you know, with the Nunin Hafuchim, but that's another topic. But by saying that, you know, we don't count the hefsek between Bamidbar and Devarim, we're saying that, you know, in some respect, let's say the one aspect of Torah, you know, and especially the part that really differentiates, you know, the Svarim from each other, you know, that that doesn't include Devarim. That Devarim is Mishnah Torah, is both different and to the extent that it is either, you know, a Perush or, you know, just, you know, a separate independent category within the five, and therefore the, you know, the need for hefsek or just doesn't have the same status doesn't qualify. And on the contrast to this, we saw that the, you know, Chidushe Anshe Hashem on the Mordechai has a different take, and he suggests basically this is a question in its sort of stam question to think about also, but again, not for now. You know, but he really is suggesting that to make the math work, you know, if we could multiply, you know, by three instead of by four, so then when we can multiply, you know, four by three and get the 12, but, you know, what would be the basis of that? So the idea is to eliminate, you know, one from each of the, of the four. And the way that you do that is to suggest that anyways there has to be, you know, space for psucha, and, you know, that's one. So really, you know, the separation in Svarim is really not four, because you'd need, even if it wasn't separate sefer, you'd need one, and therefore it's really three, and therefore you get four. So of course, the thing we're not going to talk about is that's of course a very interesting question, like how do you look at, you know, is there a psucha, you know, that separates Svarim? That's one kind of a question. I mean, the assumption is that there's chalos psucha, and also that psucha, you know, is separate from, not just like expanded, you know, in the hefsek between svarim, like that there are two, you know, dinim, that there's a psucha, and that applies even between svarim, and then that the real hefsek between svarim is three shuros. One could have said that you could have denied both of those points. You only need to deny one of them, but you could have denied both of them. You could have just said that, you know, psucha within a sefer, and, you know, four, like expanded super psucha, you know, between svarim, and that is the four. So, you know, it's still four. And this is based on the assumption that it's one and three. But that's a stam issue, which is not for now. The other issue is the one that I do want to speak about, and that's how different is Sefer Devarim. So just to make it clear, everybody agrees that Sefer Devarim is Chamisha Chumshei Torah with regard to, you know, Kedusha and Chafza Shel Torah, you know, all things being equal, you know, that it is fully, you know, integrated. We'll see in a moment that's a little bit part of the controversy, but, you know, everybody will agree that when the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Aleph, says that, you know, anybody who says, you know, that even one pasuk in the Torah, you know, was written by Moshe Rabbeinu and not by the Rabbona Shalom, that person is in violation of, you know, Kidvar Hashem Bazat, and that person is, you know, in the category of an apikores. You know, everybody agrees that, you know, includes, you know, Sefer Devarim, and nobody thinks, you know, that when it comes to most issues, that you can, you know, distinguish. No one ever said you, even in Chumashim, that you can, you know, sell Sefer Devarim in order to, you know, purchase, you know, Bereishis or Shmos, you know, discussing or referring to the Mishnah in Megillah that actually we discussed like last year when it came up, or that you can, you know, put a, you know, no one ever said you can't put Sefer Devarim, you know, if you had it separately as a Chumash, you know, on top of a Shemos or a Vayikra, right, of course, and Sefer Torah, it's all together anyway, but no one ever said such things, meaning there's no question that Devarim is treated, the Derech Droshos, all things being equal, I'll explain why I qualified in a second, between Devarim and you know, and the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula, in terms of, you know, we talked yesterday about, you know, whether a get needs, you know, tagin, because maybe tagin are you know, basically their function according to some Rishonim is drushos. You need tagin for devarim in the same way that you need tagin for you know, for vayikra, and the yud gimel midos, you know, shatara nidreshes, all things being equal, you know, apply, you know, to all the svarim equally. So in most respects, obviously, Dvarim is a fully integrated part of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, you know, Torah's Moshe, etc. And therefore, the position quoted in the Kedushei Anshei Hashem, you know, which is to try to find a way, you know, for this symbol of Hefsek and Krisus, you know, to include, you know, each sefer to the other sefer, including Devarim, is not, it's a minority view, you know, of those people who are discussing this problem, but the impulse to equalize is not, you know, is interesting, even, you know, in this, it's almost like, you know, I don't know, overcompensation, but, you know, to preclude any kind of, you know, misconception, but as I say, it's very understandable. More Mechudash, even though in this case more ubiquitous, is, you know, is the standard view, which is that when it comes to this particular issue, you know, that Devarim is treated differently, and that the fact that it is Mishnah Torah, you know, is significant. And of course, this raises a lot of questions, like, what do we mean by that, especially in light of what I just said, you know, about most halachos, but it isn't just, you know, that. It isn't just the question of, like, the status of cheftza shel devarim as opposed to the others. I mean, obviously, there's a much bigger question, and that is, you know, the significance of there being a range or a different character, you know, to the different svarim, number one, per se. But, you know, again, how acceptable, you know, is it to suggest that that, you know, different, again, something we mentioned the other day, you know, the Gemara has a discussion in Gittin on Zav Samach Amud Aleph, you know, about whether Torah is Megillah, Megillah, Nitna, or Chasuma Nitna. We'll get back to this in just another minute. But mostly, the question is about timing. Like, when did the different parts of the Torah come together? A very fascinating, you know, question. Were parts, you know, written piecemeal, and then in the end, you know, it was integrated, you know, into a whole? But, you know, as especially the revelation and, you know, the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, different parts of the Torah were written. That's the view that says Megillah, Megillah. Or Torah Chasuma Nitna. Like, it was all written, probably, you know, at the very end, you know, in the 40th year, you know, in the Midbar. How much was written at Har Sinai? How much was written, you know, then? And there are all sorts of different and interesting views. But the question of Megillah, Megillah, and Chasuma is not only a question about timing. The timing, you know, reflects a bigger question. And that is, you know, how, you know, to what extent, you know, is the Torah made up of parts that are then integrated? Or itself, you know, had to be, you know, fully integrated. So the idea that, you know, there are, like, you know, different motifs or different purposes to the different svarim, different emphases. You know, in light of that, becomes like significant, like calling Bereshis Sefer HaYashar, you know, and seeing it as like, you know, prehistory, or in the case of Bereshis and Noach, you know, very much focused on role models, Maisa Avos, you know, Simon Labanim, and you know, what we understand by Sefer HaYashar, how much, you know, halacha is there, you know, in Sefer Bereishis, and even when there appears to be, like the Nihugim of the Avos, you know, to what extent is that, you know, Alpi Torah, or foreshadowing Torah, things like Yidanasha and Mila, and, you know, and so on and so forth. And then, of course, you know, as I say, each Sefer, you know, Megillah, Megillah, you know, in its own right, like the characteristic special status of Shemos as the, you know, the Sefer in which Klal Yisrael becomes a unit. Made the point in the past that they're, you know, practically identical psukim in the end of Vayigash and a little bit in the end of Vayichi, as in the beginning of Shemos, when, you know, when the Torah enumerates, you know, Elah Shemos b'nei Yisrael habayim b'tzrayma, you know, Yaakov Avano b'ishu b'eso ba'u, and you compare that to the pasuk in the end of Vayigash and then other, the other lists of Vayichi, you know, informationally it's all the same, you know, but, you know, there are subtle differences in the presentation, you know, as if to accentuate, I think, you know, the transition, you know, from, you know, Yechidim to a Mishpacha in the beginning of Shvatim, you know, to the beginning of nationhood, which is what takes place, you know, in Shemos, and how that figures into not only repetition, but other things. And of course, the Yikra's, you know, Torah's Kohanim and Bamidbar's Chumash Pekudim, and then, you know, the most obvious of all, and that is Devarim, you know, as Mishnah Torah. So how much, you know, Megillah, Megillah, how much Chasuma? Probably, in the end of the day, you know, there's a little bit of both. And, as we'll get to it, to some extent, Devarim is really part of the unique character of Devarim, is that it, you know, contributes or facilitates, you know, Chasuma, even as it's the most Megillah, Megillah, in some respects, it also facilitates more than any other sefer the chasuma, the integration. It's the most different, as we'll discuss in a minute, and it's also by virtue of the fact that it is Mishnah Torah, that it goes over overlaps with the others. You know, it integrates it, you know, more. So I think that's not a coincidence that you have both of these things. But The question then becomes, like, what do we mean by that, by, you know, by Devarim? And of course, the most salient issue is not only the fact that it's called Mishnah Torah, you know, and that Unklus, you know, calls it, you know, a parshegen, a biur or a tirgum or a biur. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know, ho'el, you know, be'er a Torah Zos, you know, the 70 biurim of the Torah. So the Torah itself, you know, reflects that. But of course, you know, the difference largely in tone between, you know, the third party, you know, and the, you know, and the second party, you know, formulation of the psukim, Ela Dvarim. And then you have, that's the Rabbeinu Sholem's introduction, you know, which is also fascinating. And then you have Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, but not throughout all of Devarim, but, you know, very, you know, huge portions of Devarim are Divrei Moshe Rabbeinu, and that, you know, is part of the pattern of, you know, Nevi'im generally, but obviously distinguishes Devarim, you know, from, you know, the rest of Torah. So if you look at the Hagdama of the Ramban, you know, in his, the beginning of his Perush al Torah, see if I can find it here, he makes note of this. It's not clear exactly what he wants to say about it, but he starts by saying, Moshe Rabbeinu kasav ha-sefer hazeh, ima Torah kula, meaning Bereishis, mipiv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, this is this question of how much variety, you know, how much Megillah and how much Chasuma. But in the case of the Devarim and the, you know, dominant, you know, role of Moshe Rabbeinu in actually speaking to Klal Yisrael, of course, you, if I didn't make this clear, you, you know, touch on the very sensitive question, you know, of whether there isn't a fundamental difference, you know, in the level of Kedusha or Nevuah or, you know, every os, you know, having its origin, you know, in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You know, even as we mentioned, the Luchos, even the Aseres HaDibros, you know, are very sensitive to this issue. You know, the Gemara says in Brachos that originally the Aseres HaDibros used to be part of daily Tfilah, and then Mipnei Taromas Aminim, discussed this in the past, you know, they took it out. I mean, there are different interpretations of Taromas Aminim, but one of the Perushim Matoros Taromas Aminim is less people say that the only thing that was really direct Mipi HaGvura from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was the Aseres HaDibros, and that everything else, you know, was really from, you know, it's like a nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Or the more subtle point, which is the other view, like Rav Sajagon and Rambam, the Rambam Pish Mishnayos, and so on, is that, you know, people might think that the, there's greater value to the Aseres HaDibros than to other psukim. And that's Aseres HaDibros, which were, you know, presented in a different way. You know, Mipi HaGvura, even then, we're not supposed to, you know, contrast at least the Mipi HaGvura aspect to call it Torah Kula. The Gemara says in Brachos on Daf Hey, you know, discussing the pasuk in Mishpatim, "Va'etnu lecha sluchas ha'evan haTorah v'amitzvah asher kasavti lehorosam." So the Gemara says that this refers to all different genres of Torah, and, you know, refers to Mikra and Mishnah, you know, but one of them is Aseres HaDibros. Well, Aseres HaDibros, you know, really does have like an independent status, and yet, you know, Mipnei Taromas Aminim, because of this, you know, concern, you know, that people would denigrate or they would imply that the rest of Chafetz Shel Torah somehow wasn't Mipi HaGvura, you know, even then they didn't want to, they were, you know, very reticent to accentuate, right, the special status of the Aseres HaDibros. So Kolshkein, you can imagine that, you know, the idea that that Devarim is called Mishnah Torah, and that, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, mostly is the one who is presenting it, you can imagine that that constitutes a real sensitivity or real, issue to handle with great care. And it's interesting how that was done. So, again, the Ramban addresses it. Moshe Rabbeinu kasav ha-sefer hazeh im ha-Torah kula mipiv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'akarov shekasav zeh b'har Sinai kisham ne'amar lo. He's talking about Bereishis. Alei lai ha-hara. I'll get to Dvarim in a minute. Same pasuk that I was just quoting, Kafdala Yudbeis. Esluchos ha-even ha-Torah ha-mitzvah asher kasavti l'horosam. Ki luchos ha-even yichlal ha-luchos. Va-nichtav klomar seres ha-debros. Va-mitzvah misaper mitzvos kulan ase velos ase. Imkein va-Torah yichlal ha-sipurim mitchilos Bereishis. This is Ramban. Here he's sensitive about, Bereishis seems so different, less halachic, more stories, narrative, right? A lot of it is pre, even Klal Yisrael. But kihu more anashim baderech binyanei u'amuna. And of course, this is, part of the Ramban's, response to the first Rashi. Also, why does the Torah begin not with HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem, which we just read in this past week's Parshon Bo, the Ramban says, what kind of question is that? Wouldn't you expect to begin with Bereishis? And the only reason that he, justifies it is because Bereishis is so esoteric, so if you don't have the right kind of hadracha, so it's, it's metaphysics and, it's not so explicit, so it is a question, why begin with that? But, the fact that it is, emuna, and Ramban in particular thinks that Yesh Me'ayin isn't just a truism, but it's a necessary truism for the whole perspective, what we consider to be spirituality, religion. So this is the Ramban saying, don't think Bereishis is prehistory or stories or pre-halacha, because the role of being a more anoshim baderech be'inyan amuna is very, very critical. Uberinito minahar, kasa mitchila satorah adsof sipur ha-mishkan. This is the Ramban's breaking of it up. Ugemara Torah kasa besof shnas arbaim. Torah, according to the Gemara that I quoted before, Megillah, but he's talking in terms of the actual technical time. Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna, Aval Ledivrei Omer Sham, Torah Chasuma Nitna, Nichtav Hakol Bishnas Harbayim. Kishnitztave, Kisva Lachem Es Hashir Azoz, V'lam Dos Bnei Yisrael, Sima B'fiyam. V'tziva Lekoach HaSefer HaTorah Zeh, V'samtem Oso Mitzad Orom Bris Hashem Elokeichem. Al kalpanim, right? Hayanachon sheyichto betchila sefer Bereishis vaydaber Elokim Moshe as kol advarim ha'ela leimar. Is this very interesting from the other side? How come Bereishis doesn't start, that the Rabbeinu Sholem said this to Moshe Rabbeinu? Aval hayah inyan lehikatev stam mibnei shelo kasav Moshe Rabbeinu haTorah kimedaber ba'adatzmo. Meaning that would have implied that Moshe Rabbeinu is the author of the Torah, even if it's inspired by or a nevuah from the Rabbeinu Sholem. That isn't true either. Kineviim shemazkirim atzmam. Not that such a mechanism doesn't exist or is illegitimate. On the contrary, that's what nevuah typically is. Kemo shenemar b'Yecheskel tamid, v'hi dvar Hashem elai lemor ben adam. Kemo shenemar b'Yirmiyah, v'hi dvar Hashem elai lemor. Aval Moshe Rabbeinu is different, meaning regular, what's good for regular nevuah, to be from the Rabbeinu Sholem and then, repeated to Klal Yisrael independently by the Navi after getting the information, maybe even the language, from the Rabbeinu Sholem. Although we say that every Navi is mitnabe, in his own signon, which implies a certain level of independence also. But certainly, either way, the process is different. That would not have worked, says the Ramban, in Torah. The Torah has to be more frontally and directly from the Rabbeinu Sholem. Moshe Rabbeinu Kosov toldos kol adoros harishonim v'yichus atzmo v'toldoso umikrab kishlishi amedaber, is a third person, right? V'lachein yeomer v'idaber lokim el Moshe v'yomer elav kimedaber ba'ad shnayim acherim. Upnei shein yan kein lo nizkar Moshe b'Torah ad shenolad, v'nizkar ki ilu acher, misaper alav. Right? Even when we read about Moshe Rabbeinu, right, we're reading about him, you know, in third person. All of this because the normal nevuah, you know, which obviously plays such an important role, has such a high stature, that would have been inadequate for Torah. So then comes the next question, of course, which is, Be'al yiksha alecha inyan mishnah ha-Torah. So you know, that obviously raises the question of, you know, mishnah Torah. So, you know, what is the Rambam answer to this? Shem b'daber ba'ad atzmo v'eschanan al Hashem v'et palal al Hashem v'omer ki tchilas ha-sefer ahu elo ha-dvarim asher dibra Moshe al kol Yisrael v'inehu kimisaper dvarim b'loshon amram. So the, and what's the reason for all this third person? Just before I get to the back to the dvar, hatam l'ksivas ha-tor b'loshon zeh Bibne Shekidma Libriyas Olam, Ain Tarchloma Lelidasa Shemosh Rabbeinu, Kemosha Balanu Bekabala, Shazuksuva Beishkor Al Gabish Levana, right? Vine Moshe Kesofer Hamatik, Misefer Kadmon, the Kosev, the Chain Kosav Stam. Avalze Emesubaruhu, Shekola Tor Mitchila Sefer Bracious Adla, Ene Kol Yisrael, including Devarim, Namur Mipivshal Kodesh Baruch, the Oslo Shabosha, Kinan Shanemel Halon, Okay, so what's he saying about Devarim? So instead of actually answering the Devarim question, he acknowledges that much of it is not in third person, but directly. But he says, but it's all solved by the fact that Kitchilas HaSefer Ahu, Eila HaDevarim Asher Diber Moshe, El Kol Yisrael. So it's the Rabbono Shel Olam writing Devarim to, just that he's writing, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu's speech, or validating and sanctioning Moshe Rabbeinu's speech. So it looks like really a, you know, fundamental difference. The Ramban is somewhat downgraded. On the other hand, in the beginning of his Hakdama to Devarim, right there, the Ramban discusses the fact that Devarim is singular, not for this reason, but, you know, he's trying to explain, you know, how come there's nothing about Torah's Kohanim, you know, there, how come it starts with, you know, Musar, you know, why is there a lot of repetition, but there are some, you know, Kiddushim. So the Ramban has like a triple... I'm not going to get to it probably, but Ramban has like a triple formulation to explain like what it is that Devarim was intended to accomplish. It's Musar and, you know, Ribui Mitzvos and then Biur, you know, of other Mitzvos and to prepare Klal Yisrael for Knisa La'aretz. And then he has some very controversial statements about like certain Mitzvos aren't in the other parts. Moshe Rabbeinu held them back because they weren't so relevant, you know, in the Midbar. They're mostly going to be relevant for, you know, for Eretz Yisrael, etc. The Abarbanel, in his Hakdama to Devarim, has a magnificent Hakdama to Devarim, where he, you know, discusses this, you know, problem at great length, and, you know, he formulates, you know, the different positions, and he also is very critical, mostly, and then he comes back to some of it to justify it, but very critical of the Ramban's, you know, triple agenda, understanding of the triple agenda of Devarim. But the way he just formulates the question, it's very long-winded at Kedarko, but there's a lot in here. Sha'alti u'bikashti, im Mishnah Torah sh'asam Moshe l'fnei b'nei Yisrael ritzoni lomar, sefer eila ha-devarim, haya me'es Hashem en ha-shamayim v'advarim asher bo Moshe amara mipi agvura ki yeser divrei ha-Torah, the Bereshis Ad La'ene Kol Yisrael, Eilu Ve'lu Divar Le'kim Chayim, right? Mibli Hayos Bohem Shinui V'chimu. Oh, in Sefer Mishnah Torah, Hazeh Amaro Moshe Me'atzmo. Chibro V'amro Kim Bevor Ma Shehevin Me'akavona Elokit B'bira Mitzvos. He's giving his take on his understanding of the divine system. Kamosha Makasiv, Hawil Moshe Be'eres HaTorazos, right? Etc. And then he goes on to say that each of these extremes, right, is really problematic. Im hekazakne b'dasa rishon shkol kivrei Torah tumam Hashem diber v'yikra arts v'kulam yitnim aroa echad Moshe kasav osam al sefer b'dyo hinei yischaivu gimel sfeikos. Number one, b'hishanot ha-dvarim im hayuna. Why do you need to repeat things if it's only one author? Or one, you know, integrated, seamless presentation. Im bo b'derech biur l'machasam ha-torah b'limudah b'rishona. If it, the purpose is biur, why was it, you know, unclear, you know, to begin with? What was the advantage of that? Hasheni, lama arba hakumashim arishonim, bar b'loshon nistar, and the shlishis hamadaber, this third and, you know, direct presentation. The sefer elu dvarim, kasa moshe b'loshon hamadaber. But even that is inconsistent because our parts of dvarim, which are loshon shlishi. Hashlishi amadvarim kulamim divrei kelchai, main yim amarim b'megillah. What does it mean in the Megillah, daf lamed, Aleph, which I'll get to in a moment, but klolos shabatov toras kohanim b'lashon rabim amuros amoshe mipiagvura amaron, right? Klolos shabemishon torah b'lashon yachid amuros sha'amaron Moshe miatzmo, meaning the Gemara sugan, the Mishnah says in Megillah, and daf lamed Aleph, that you're not allowed to be machzik, you know, in the klolos of Vayikra, of Kosai, right? Because their Ribbono Shalom, you know, formulated them Balashan Rabim, but you are allowed to be Machzik, I'll read the Gemara in a minute, in the Klolos, in Kisavo, in Devarim, because they came from Moshe Rabbeinu, Amar Moshe Me'atzmo, really means, it really means Bipi'atzmo, he quotes Me'atzmo here, but except for that, or maybe the piatzmo, and they were addressed, you know, all the Lashon Yachid. So these are his three questions. Then on the other side, v'imeksaknu b'dei ha'sheni, sh'sefer elu dvarim adoneinu Moshe chibro, kimevaris ha'mitzvah samagin, nereishu sacharis, ha'dvarim ha'sheyikro b'nei ha'machreim, nei ischaivu lo zeh gamkein, arba sveikos. You get an extra suffix. Echad eich ba sefer kasvo Moshe mi'atzom b'tok sifrei elokim, v'yetchilos ha'dvarim mi'pi akel, Eilad Dvarim, what about the first pasuk? And from Vayelech Adaso, Ube'em Se'usam Yavo Dvarim also, She'ena Mipi Agvura, Dabar Zeh Zarmo, Tosheni, Lama B'toch, Divrei Moshe, Hamadaber Ba'ado, Bo Dvarim, B'lashon Nistar, Zosa Torah, Oz Yavdil Moshe, right, there are some third persons, if he's saying about himself, Shlishim Sefer Zeh, Omer Moshe, Me'atzma, Eif Bo, Bo Mitzos Rabos, Asher Lo Nisko Adayin, Him kefi anirim bechudashos, the he im kein Torah chadasha v'lo bir aleha, im haravi im hayudvarim divrei Moshe, im kein echam razal perkel kol omer kol Torah ben hashamayim bechutz pasuk echad shomer Moshe miatzol bekal ki devar Hashem baza, ein safek shekoch mamarim hu bekal Torah ad leinei kol Yisrael. Then he goes on and he discusses the Ramban's hakdama to devarim, and he attacks all of the Ramban's, you know, three agendas. So I'll get back to what he says in the end. But the reference that he makes, you know, reflects the fact that this question is not only like a very important, you know, question, you know, from a, you know, a religious point of view of like, you know, the integrity of Kamisha Kamisha Torah, Zvar Hashem. You could see already this is a big, big, big issue. But obviously also, you know, a question of how to relate, you know, to the purposes of the different Svarim. But as he's correctly pointing out, you know, there may even be some substantive, you know, differences, not just stylistic, you know, differences between Devarim and, yeah, there are two, you know, that stand out. One is the Gemara and the Megillah that he mentioned, so that's the So you hear on Daf Lamed Aleph, and the language of the Gemara is very interesting too. But that is the Mishnah says here on Lamed Amud Beis. One second. I'm sorry. Is it Lamed Aleph? From the top of Lamed Aleph. From Lamed Aleph. that brachos uklalos ain't mafsikin. Beklalos leechad korei es kula. Then the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph from Beis says makes this distinction. The Gemara says, "Am Rabbi lo shonu ela beklalos shabetoras kohanim, aval klalos shabemisha Torah posek. My taima halalu belashon rabim amuros umosha bepiagvura amaran." That's referring to Bayikra. Halalu belashon yachir amuros umosha mipiatzmo. Be piatzmo, not meatzmo, if you notice. Amara. It's like, so what does this mean? Like that he said it, you know, mi piatzmo. Rashi says, Moshe mi piha gvura amaran, benasa shliach lomar, kach omer li HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is referring to Vayikra. She amurim belashon benasati, v'yifkadati, v'shalachti, v'mishe yecholas biyado, lasa. I'm referring, it's like as if the Rabbanu Shalom's writing it. Avo b'misha Torah k'siv, Yakcha Hashem, Yad Beik Hashem, right? Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu is writing it. It's interesting, in Bali Tosis, they had a girsa, Ein Mafsikin Beklalos, one second, Moshe Mi'atzma Amaram, Uberuach HaKodesh. You know, a little bit of a... So this is a very, very interesting problem. What do we do? On the one hand, you have the Gemara in Sanhedrin. On the other hand, the Gemara here. Another interesting example of this, I'm running out of time, we'll get to the punchline in a minute, is the Gemara in Yevamos, on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. So here the Gemara discusses whether you are Doresh Smuchin or not, in general. So the Gemara says, is Machlokas whether you're Doresh Smuchin, right, whether you're Doresh Smuchin or not. So the Gemara says, that whether or not your Doresh Smuch, I'm not finding here, one second. The Gemara says that maybe you could be, that even the person who's not Doresh Smuchin in the rest of the Torah is Doresh Smuchin when it comes to is Dore Smuchin when it comes to Devarim, which is Mishnah Torah. That's the Gemara here. I'm just not finding the line, but it's here on Daf Hey in what? Oh, it's Dalit? Oh, I remember it was Hey. Okay. Very good. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Losachsom, etc." Om Rav Yosef, afilu man velo darish smuchim bialma, b'mishnah Torah, darish. So, So if you look at the Maariv Chayos on that Gemara, the Gemara says, "Well, whether you're darish smuchim in general should depend on whether you say whether you hold Megillah nitnar chasuma nitna." It says, but you know everybody agrees that when it comes to when it comes to Sefer Devarim, since you know Moshe Rabbeinu had a, you know, a different kind of a hand in it, so everybody agrees technically, you know, that you're Doresh Smuchin. But if you look at the Hagos Merav Runchberg here on the side, he quotes the Rabban. So he quotes near Be'enai Aval HaRabban Simin Lamedalid the Sofa Kasav Dafka B'Mishnah Torah. Darish, below the Chol Torah, the Tama Mishum, the Chol Torah, Tama Mishum, the Chol Torah mipi Agura Nemra, the Ein Muktam Uchar, Avo Moshe Shasider Mishnah Torah, Parsha Achar Parsha, Lo Sider Elolihi Darish. So again, the Rabban more than the Maariv Chayos seems to assume that this isn't just a technical point, but that Moshe Rabbeinu's, let's say, editing role, you know, when it came to Devarim, was greater. So you find different formulations. It's going to let my phone go. Do I have a phone here? What do I do with it?
It's in the book.
Oh, it's in the book? Oh, nice. Okay, thanks. So if you, I just had that on my phone. If you have the Archaim, for example, in the beginning of Devarim, very fascinating. Oh, I got it right away, too. Thanks to David. Elah HaDevarim, it's Rabbeinu Bachya, in the beginning of Devarim, was troubled. This is other Mepharshim, too. Why does it say Elah HaDevarim and not the Elah HaDevarim? The Elah HaDevarim reflects continuity. And Elah, of course, is Mie Takodem. So he leaves it Betzorachiyim, but of course it's, highlights this problem, like to what extent is Devarim continuation or a complete hefsek, similar to the problem that we're actually dealing with the Tosis on the Kiddushi Anshei Hashem, like, oh, that's not even, it's not the hefsek between because it's so different, right? So, but the Orach Chaim has a very strong and very controversial, Orach Chaim is not a controversial Peirush typically, but this particular text drew like the ire of some of the Mepharshim. If you look at people who wrote footnotes on it, Ela Mia Takodem Pirush Lefisha Amar Shor Diber Moshe Shehem Divrei Atzmo Shekol Sefer Tochachos Umusar Mimoshe Laover Pi Hashem, and he quotes the Gemara in Megillah. V'Amru Klolos Shemishnah Torah Moshe Mipi Atzmo Amaron. Ela hadvarim sheyatzu mipi hametzuva hametzava rather kitzarasa kitzurasa beloshim shinui afilo os achas yisera ochasera. What's fascinating is, so this drew the ire that some people thought this was, formulated, too much in the extreme of giving Moshe Rabbeinu too much autonomy. But it is also just interesting to note that in the continuation of the Orach Chaim, he has another comment. Working on od yirmos al dea derech ele pasal kol advarim chutz mi ele she'ein madrega shava ledvarim elu. Even as he says that this is Moshe Rabbeinu's, contribution, obviously oversight and stamp with the imprimatur of the Ribbono Shel'olam, because the Orach Chaim doesn't deny, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chalila, or any of the other things that we talked about, but he obviously thinks that the license or the sanctioning of what Moshe Rabbeinu did by the Ribbono Shel Olam, is good enough, but that instead of making it something that is less, he thought that it made it more. Ein madrega shava ledvar melu. V'nasan akasiv tam malasam. Aleph asher diber Moshe mitzad malas hamedaber she'en kamohu elyon kamo she'ed Hashem lebeis echav kakasiv b'tor, meaning to Moshe and, to Aaron and to Miriam. El Kol Yisrael mitzad malas anidbar elav uma shlema, and so on. Okay, so this is a very interesting phenomenon. But so while the Ramban basically denies it by emphasizing the first pasuk, what we do find is that there are other mefarshim who take a middle stance. The Abarbanel himself, basically comes to the conclusion in the end that Sefer Devarim is the biur of Moshe. That initially Moshe Rabbeinu, embarked on this, Peirush, Chazara, not so much Tochacha. He thought it is Tochacha, but Tochacha also in the sense of Biur and Peirush. But in the end of the day, the Ribbono Shel Olam, found that the Ruach of what Moshe Rabbeinu had said was worthy of being Chatzah Shel Torah. And so while the Dibur was Moshe, the Ksiva, was done, like the rest of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. That is the suggestion of the Abarbanel. And that way he's able to navigate, the differences, and the continuity. There's the initial Amira, and then there is the formulation, as Ksiva. The Netziv, and earlier really the Grah, this is not in the Kisvei HaGrah, this is a Grah that seems to be known through the writings of the Dubna Magid, quotes it in the name of the Grah, that the Gra basically says that, you know, what the Ramban didn't want to say, and that is that, you know, originally, Chamisha Chumshei Torah was written mitoch grono, you know, shel Moshe, but that Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu, served the function of a regular Nabi, meaning first he received the Nevuah, and then the Dibor of it, of course, the sanction of the Ksiva was the Ribbono Shel Olam, but the written, unlike, in other words, the, you know, the four Svarim, which were completely written, you know, directly at the blind behest of the Ribbono Shel Olam, here there was a Nevuah, there was a Dibor of the Nevuah, which is very different than the Abarbanel, who thinks that the Dibor wasn't even a Nevuah, it was just, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu as Rabbeinu, and then later it got Ksiva from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's both words. Very interesting how they formulate it. And but as such, you know, in that respect, you know, Moshe. So basically, it's like, you know, Yirmiyahu, Yeshayahu, but with the divine imprimatur. So I just wanted to add to that. And then the Netziv says something like that, I think, you know, in the end of Devarim. So what I wanted to add to that was two things, and that is, my time is almost up, but number one, you know, typically, again, this idea, you know, that Nevuah and Torah are different is like a, you know, a tenet of the faith. It's like, you know, practically an Ikar Emunah, you know, Ein Davi Rashoi L'Kadish Davar Me'ata, you know, the Rambam, you know, has two Ikarim, you know, about Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, the immutability of the Torah, as well as, you know, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Adon HaNeviim, you know, there can never be a greater Navi than Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, etc. And all of that to preclude, you know, both of them, you know, some other Navi making the claim to supersede, which is, as we know, it happened historically. Other religions come from that. So, like, you know, how could it be, you know, even to consider the possibility, you know, that Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, could play, you know, that it could be regular Nevuah. The Gemara says, "Bal Basra Chacham is Adif Minavi." Even Eliyahu Anavi, whenever he says anything halachic, so the Rishonim all weigh in, you know, that that's Eliyahu wearing his hat, you know, as a Talmud Chacham, not Eliyahu as a Navi. The Rambam, Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, says that even the claim, you know, by a Navi, you know, that the source of his halachic insight, let's say, is Nevuah, would be problematic. So, but I think the answer is that that is really what's unique about Moshe Rabbeinu. You really can't understand these perspectives on Devarim without understanding that the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu is reflected in these two Ikarim, and the way the Torah speaks about in the very end of Devarim, as well as in Baloscha, Lo Kein Abdi Moshe, is that the only Navi who really blurred the lines, you know, between, you know, Chachma and Nevuah, between Torah and Nevuah, was Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the unique feature of Moshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't only that he wore all these different hats, the Keser Malchus, you know, the Keser Kahuna for a while, you know, the Keser Torah as being, you know, the beginning of the source of the Mesorah, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, you know, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, etc. It was that, you know, the Nevuah of Moshe, including Sefer Devarim, maybe even with the more advanced role that he played there, culminating the end of his life, you know, is as Toras Moshe. You know, just to highlight it one more way, just as we conclude. So, again, the Abarbanel asks this question, but, you know, the Midchas Chinuch really asks it, you know, very dramatically in other places, you know, that where the Abarbanel says, according to the Ramban, that Moshe Rabbeinu, like at Sinai, already knew these extra mitzvos, but he only revealed them, you know, in Devarim. So, like, why isn't that, you know, Kovesh Nevuaso, you know, is Chayiv Misa? So Midchas Chinuch asks this question also about, like, you have the, you know, Orchas Chaim and others, there's these traditions that, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu really wrote Chaf Dalid, you know, Sifrei Tanakh, or things like that. or at least he knew of it, you know, based on that pasuk v'etna lecha, you know, asher kasavti laharosam, asher kasavti is nevi'im and ksuvim. It's like, why wasn't it, if he didn't reveal them, why isn't that, you know, kovesh nebuasa? Or the way the Minchas Chinuch asks it, like if Klal Yisrael ever violates even a mitzvah saseh, you know, why aren't they also chayiv misa for violating, you know, divrei anavi? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest, you know, he was the adon anaviim. But I think the answer to all those questions, there are other answers to the question too, in terms of, like, if Torah was meant to be misgale at a later time, then obviously it's not, you know, kovesh nevuasa. It's not the only answer to the question. But the bigger point is that when it comes to something what the Rav said about the Minchas Chinuch's question, is that there's a difference between nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu and nevuas Shaar HaNaviim. But in an ironic way, you know, not the way you would think. You'd think, and that's what the Minchas Chinuch says, like it's kol shekein. Like, you know, if a regular Navi, kovesh nevuasa, or you're violating his, you know, nevuah, then for sure, Moshe Rabbeinu. But the idea is that the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah's Moshe. You know, and therefore, it's not subsumed, you know, under the category of nevuah. It's not nevuah plus. It is nevuah plus, but it's nevuah plus makes it chafetz shel Torah. And I'm suggesting that maybe understanding the Orach Chaim and the Gra and, you know, the Netziv, Maral in Siman Mem Gimel of Tiferes Yisrael, you know, tries to explain again this sugya in Megillah and so on, the difference between, also trying to explain, you know, the difference between, you know, the small and the big differences between the Aseres HaDibros of Yisro and Vaaschanon. So he says, no, the whole idea, I have it here in my phone, but leave it for another time, is this is a big morale idea in general, that there are two Kabbalah Satoras, that's his Hashkafic alumnus, you know. There's the, you know, there's the Gilui Shechina and the, you know, Matan Torah Mitzad, the Rabbonu Shel Olam, Mitzad, the Nosein, and then there's, you know, Mitzad, the Makabel. You know, and that's a difference between, you know, Mishnah Torah and the other four, and that's a difference between the Aseres HaDibros of Yis, and then, of course, he goes on to try to explain, you know, some of it is very compelling and some of it is a little bit bedochak, but the basic yesod is to try to explain these are all one chafetz shel Torah. That part doesn't say that's the implicit, but that they are different, you know, emphases. And the idea that this is like where Bam said, this is the nofech where Moshe Rabbeinu's, you know, Adon HaNaviim status, you know, dafka allows him to blur the lines, you know, which no other Navi could, you know, that makes it not a threat to the integrity of Torah, but it also explains, you know, some of the benefits, and maybe if they're a chayim, maybe that's really what he had in mind. In some respects, it shows the level that, you know, a man could reach in Torah that, you know, maybe not anybody but Moshe Rabbeinu, but through Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, that becomes like Ela, you know, Hadvar. Okay, well, sorry it took a little longer than usual.